Unit 10, Exercise 29. Many people in Great Britain are trying to get onto the property ladder. Listen to three people talking about their experiences of buying a house or flat. For each question, decide whether the opinions are expressed by Adam, A, Katie, K, or Ruth, R.
Adam Shern, 29, and his girlfriend, Katie Mulrooney, 22, have bought a two-bedroom Victorian terraced house in Chapel Allerton, a suburb of Leeds. He works in IT. She is a market researcher, and between them they earn £42,000 a year. The house was on the market for £145,000, and they paid £143,500.
I've been trying to get onto the property ladder for about a year. I work in Birmingham, and Katie works in Leeds, and our original plan was to buy two separate properties in the two cities. I was keen to get onto the ladder, as the prices are increasing faster than my salary, but I couldn't find anywhere in Birmingham. I was starting to look around, only to find that everybody else seemed to be looking there as well. It was a problem for Katie to find anywhere she could afford in Leeds, so eventually I suggested investing together. I won't be able to move to Leeds for a while, but our plan is to rent out the second bedroom, which will cover my rent in Birmingham.
We were very lucky to get the house we've bought. Leeds is a vibrant city. I saw the property next door to our house on the internet, so I phoned the estate agents and found the place had already been sold. But they told me the one next door had just come onto the market. We had wanted three bedrooms, and this was only two, but we went to look at it and thought it was really nice.
I've been saving frantically for 2 years, and Katie had money put aside, so we were able to afford a large down payment.
Ruth Corrigan paid her younger brother £50 to camp all night to secure her a yet-to-be-built flat in an apartment complex in the center of Newcastle upon Tyne. After queuing for 12 hours, she paid 10% reservation fee on a first-floor one-bedroom apartment, costing £85,000. Corrigan, 24, qualified as a solicitor last month and earns £30,000 a year.
Buying the apartment was quite a rash decision. I thought it was important to get onto the property ladder, so I went to look at some new properties and saw that this flat was within my price range, which not many properties are. The complex is a converted Victorian print works with an extension, and it's right in the middle of the city center, near Chinatown, which is the sort of area in which I want to live. It's quite cosmopolitan. I was born in Newcastle, and although most of my friends have moved to London, I chose to stay here as Newcastle has really progressed. I decided to buy the apartment about 4 hours after seeing the plans and photographs. They were being sold on a first-come, first-served basis, so because I didn't have time to queue overnight, I was working for an exam. I paid my brother to sleep in the car and then joined him in the morning. The apartment will be completed by March, which gives me a bit longer to save. I still have student debts, which I'm paying off each month. I didn't have a problem getting a mortgage. There are other people in a similar position to me who are finding it hard to decide on what to buy, and I knew it was a good deal. It will work out cheaper than renting, which is what I'm doing at the moment. The flat is both a nice place to live and an investment.